Thank you, Representative Sinicki. We also have a number of local elected officials who wanted to speak out on this. The first is County Supervisor Marina Dmitrievich, who represents the 4th County Supervisor District, which also includes Lahone Bridge. Okay. Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you. I'm going to also be joined by my colleague here, County Supervisor Jason Haas, who represents the 14th District, and as well the Bayview neighborhood. We, as you can see, we have quite a coalition here. We have city, county, and state officials. And Supervisor Haas and myself really wanted to express our support because we've also heard countywide. We've been having budget hearings. We've been out in the community. The support for the bike and pedestrian lane on the Lahone Bridge. You know, we at the county, we know what it means to have a connected transportation system from the airport to our county buses. We now have our bike racks on the buses that have been successful, and we're really happy to support this project. We know that it'll be safe and it'll be very affordable, and we think that it'll move the county forward. And last thing, as you know, we also have a wonderful trail system in Milwaukee County, and this will be an incredible enhancement to that infrastructure. Thank you.
I will certainly agree with what Supervisor Dmitrievich has said, and I want to add that there's been a lot of discussion recently of making Milwaukee into a world-class city, and I think this would be a vital step to making Milwaukee a true world-class city. This will bring in people and tourists from all about the country, perhaps even the world, just to bike over, walk over, see our great city from the Lahone Bridge. I support this. I also wish to echo what Representative Sinicki has said about it being a safe and affordable option. And I will thank Senator Larson for having us here today. Thank you.